الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي من علينا بشهر رمضان، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له الملك المنان، وأشهد أن سيدنا محمد عبده ورسوله، اللهم صل وسلم وبارك عليه وعلى أصحابه أولي التقوى والإحسان. أما بعد، فيا أيها المسلمين، أوصيكم بتقوى الله تعالى، فمن اتقى أسعد ولا يشقى. Beloved brothers, O Muslims, I remind you to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For whoever obeys Allah, then he will elevate and he will not be debased. O Muslims, it is a pleasure the coming of the month of Ramadan. May Allah help us to pass its days and to spend its nights in prayer. We ask Allah to guide us to obey its obligations and to stay away from its prohibitions. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, Allah Ta'ala, He made the month of Ramadan for His worship. The month of Ramadan, Allah made it for His worship. In a hadith Qudsi, Allah Ta'ala Himself, He says, as was narrated by the Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, "الصيام لي وأنا أجزي به." Allah Most High and Mighty, He said, "Fasting is for me, and I give the reward for it." Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he encouraged us to increase much in good deeds and beneficial actions during this month. Once the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he ascended the minbar and he said, "Ameen, Ameen, Ameen," 3 times. And then he said, "Jibreel alayhi salam, he came to me and he said, may his nose be humiliated, the one who witnesses this month but does not get forgiven, and Allah causes him to enter the hellfire. Say Ameen." So then Jibreel, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said Ameen. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, it is incumbent upon the Muslims to spend the days of this blessed month fasting and to stand its nights in prayer. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said that this month would facilitate and help a person to enter into paradise. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "Man sama ramadana imanan wa ihtisaban ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min amrih." وَمَنْ قَامَ رَمَضَانَ إِيمَانًا وَاحْتِسَابًا وَغُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, whoever fasts the month of Ramadan with faith and seeking the reward from Allah, all of his previous sins shall be forgiven. And then he said, whoever stands the prayer in the night of Ramadan, with faith in Allah and seeking His reward, all of his previous sins shall be forgiven. The hadith is agreed upon by Bukhari and Muslim. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, if the month of Ramadan comes, the doors of Allah's mercy are open. Futihat abwab al-rahma. Fi riwayah, futihat abwab al-sama'ah. Wa fi riwayah, futihat abwab al-maghfirah. And as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, if the month of Ramadan comes, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He opens the doors of His sky. And in another narration, the doors of Jannah are open. And in another narration, the doors of His mercy are open. وَغُلِقَتْ أَبْوَابُ جَهَنَّمُ. And the doors of the hellfire, they are closed. وَسُلْسِلَتِ الشَّيَاطِينَ. And the devil, they are placed in chains, they are restrained. أَخَرْجُهُ الْبُخَارِي. The hadith is narrated by Imam al-Bukhari. Beloved brothers, fellow Muslims, it is incumbent during this month to train the nafs to restraint, to restraining the nafs, and to bring the heart to soundness and health. It is incumbent in this month to have good character, to perfect our akhlaq in our character, and to restrain our lusts and desires. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, مَنْ لَمْ يَدَعْ قَوْلَ الزُّورِ. Whoever does not abandon false speech, وَالْعَمَلَ بِهِ, and false action, وَالْجَهَلْ, and behaving with ignorance, فَلَيْسَ لِلَّهِ حَاجَةٌ, then Allah, He has no need for that person. لَهُ أَنْ يَدَعَ طَعَامًا وَشَرَابًا, to abandon his food and drink. Whoever does not give up false speech and false actions, corrupt actions, and jahl, ignorance, then Allah, He has no need for that person to abandon his food and his drink. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. When He speaks about the commandment of fasting, He says, in order that you achieve taqwa, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. In order that you achieve taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He speaks about taqwa of Allah, as He says in the Quran regarding the fasting. And the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about Allah not needing us to abandon food and drink, this is narrated by Imam al-Bukhari. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, the month of the Quran, this month is the month that the Quran has been descended, and it is a reminder. It is a reminder. The Quran is a reminder of our obligation to Allah Ta'ala. The Quran is a reminder of the obligations we have to Allah, and to avoid the great prohibitions and the great sins. This great month is the month which Allah, He sent down His Quran as a reminder for us of the great obligations and the great prohibitions. Allah Most High, He reminds us that in all occasions, in all places and all times, we must be mindful of the regulations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Book of Allah and the traditions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we will be responsible. We will be responsible when we are in front of Allah, the Jabbar, the Mighty and Powerful, who for the traditions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Book of Allah. أَفَلَا يَتُوبُونَ. Don't they turn in repentance to Allah? أَفَلَا يَعْقِلُونَ. Don't they understand? فَإِنَّهُمْ يَمُوتُونَ. Indeed, they shall die. ثُمَّ يُحَاسَبُونَ. Then they will be brought to account in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A grievous punishment in this world and in the next. O brothers in Islam, let you all be on your best behavior. Let us all be on our best behavior in this month. Let us avoid the prohibitions and that which Allah has forbidden. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma narrated that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was the best of character, he was the best in behavior and action, and he was the foremost amongst people in goodness during the month of Ramadan. He was the foremost of all people in goodness, and he was the foremost in doing goodness in the month of Ramadan. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would meet with Jibreel alayhi salam every night and review the Quran with him. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, it is not every effort that we make to restrain the nafs, to fight against the desires of the nafs, there is a great reward. There is a great reward with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of the efforts that the scholars mention during the month of Ramadan is one of the mujahada, the struggle that we make in the month of Ramadan is the sadaqah. Is the sadaqah. Giving to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. مَنْ ذَا الَّذِي يُقْرِضُ اللَّهَ قَرْضًا حَسَنًا فَيُضَاعِفَهُ لَهُ أَضْعَافًا كَثِيرًا. Who is the one who will give to Allah a goodly loan so that Allah He will multiply it many, many times? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, اِتَّقِ اللَّهَ وَلَوْ بِشَطِّ تَمَرٍ. Have fear of Allah, obey Him, even if it is with half a day. And from the actions of this month, the mujahada of this month, is making umrah to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, umrah in the month of Ramadan is equivalent to hajj. In the narration, he said, a hajj with me. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, enjoined during this month is the reading of the Qur'an, reflecting upon its verses, acting in accordance to it, spending the night reciting and reflecting and thinking about the verses of Allah Ta'ala. And this is a great reward with Allah Most High. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, fasting, sawm, and the Qur'an will intercede for a person on the Day of Judgment. Fasting, sawm, and the Qur'an will intercede for a person on the Day of Judgment. Fasting will come and say, oh Allah, I prevented him from food and drink. So then it will intercede on behalf of that person. And the Qur'an will come and say, oh Allah, I prevented him from his sleep. He used to stay up the night reciting the Qur'an. So the Qur'an will intercede on behalf of a person. This is narrated by Ahmed and Bayhaqi. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you and me with the Qur'an al-Azim. And may He make us of those who follow and benefit from the Sunnah and the Hadith that we have mentioned in this talk. أقول هذا القول وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين تعظيما لشأنه والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وآله وصحبه وسلم. عباد الله اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, I remind you to have the taqwa of Allah and do not die except in the state of Islam. Brothers, if you could please come forward, inshaAllah ta'ala, may Allah have mercy upon you. Your brothers, may Allah, if you make room for your brothers, inshaAllah, Allah will reward you. JazakAllahu khair. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Whoever has the taqwa of Allah, I remind you myself to have the obedience to Allah. For Allah is the one who inherits this world before the Day of Judgment. Beloved brothers in Islam and sisters in Islam, in the month of Ramadan, there are certain things that annul the reward, the virtue of the fasting. There are certain things that ruin or annul the virtue and the reward of the fasting. For example, lying speech and false actions, not following the commandments of Allah, not following the ordainments of Allah, they annul the virtue of the fasting. Speaking lies and untruths, using the eyes and the ears for wrong things, for falsehoods and untruths and lies. Beloved brothers in Islam and sisters in Islam, use the days of Ramadan for serenity, for peace. Use these days to achieve serenity and peace with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do not use these days for fitna. Do not use the days of Ramadan for fitna, for corruption, for wronging and tumult and corruption. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, from the obligations of Allah upon us is to send peace and blessings upon Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين وعلى الخلفاء الراشدين أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعلى الآل ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم أهل علينا هذا الشهر بالأمن والأمان والإسلام والإيمان. اللهم أهل علينا وعلى المسلمين شهر رمضان بالإيمان والأمان يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم اشفي مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين. اللهم اشفي مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين. اللهم أعنا على الصيام والقيام وقراءة القرآن. اللهم أعنا على الصيام والقيام وقراءة القرآن يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى. اللهم نسألك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام أن توفقنا لما تحب وترضى. اللهم ولي على المسلمين خيرهم. اللهم ولي على المسلمين خيرهم. اللهم يا الله يا كريم ولي على المسلمين خيرهم يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم أنزل علينا في هذا الشهر رحمة عندك يا الله يا رحيم. اللهم أنزل على المسلمين ما يصلح شؤونهم يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم تقبل منا وتقبل من المسلمين أجمعين وأحسن ختامنا يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. صلى الله على سيدنا وحبيبنا وقرة أعيننا محمد وآله وصحبه وسلم. عباد الله، اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا وأقيموا الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح. قد قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله.
With our arms and foot and column, you straighten the line and close the gap. So Allahu Akbar. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى. الله سمع الله لمن حمده. الله الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا